From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting, fresh off an unofficial referendum meant to challenge Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's plan to rewrite the Constitution. The opposition is calling for a nationwide shutdown Thursday.
Convocamos a todo el país.
National Assembly Vice President Frederick Guevara appealed to the whole country to take part in a massive nonviolent protest, a civic strike, he says, as a mechanism of pressuring the government. More than 7 million voters, nearly a third of the electorate, turned out for Sunday's vote aimed at pressuring Mr. Maduro to call off his own July 30 ballot. While falling oil prices have contributed to Venezuela's economic decline, the opposition blames the socialist policies of the Maduro government. Mark Jones is a regional analyst at Rice University.
It stands out over the last 50 years as one of the sharpest drops in standards of living in a country that hasn't experienced civil war or some type of other military conflict, where we've seen the standard of living drop dramatically. People are having a hard time getting access to food and basic health care.
President Donald Trump Monday hailed Sunday's vote as a stand for democracy against a bad leader who dreams of becoming a dictator. Mr. Trump warned of strong and swift economic actions if Mr. Maduro goes ahead with his own vote. The Venezuelan leader dismissed Sunday's vote as illegal, vowed to push ahead with his own vote. In Nigeria, at least 8 people were killed Monday when a female suicide bomber detonated explosives at a mosque in the northeastern city of Maiduguri. Several others were wounded. 2 other female suicide bombers were also killed in the city in separate incidents. There was no media claim of responsibility, but the Sunni insurgent group Boko Haram has resorted to using girls to carry out such attacks. This is VOA News.